5.4.
So, tell us what you think about it. We'd love to hear from you. Now, you may have heard in the news that the government has been consulting on ways to reduce dependence on prescription drugs, especially those which people take long term, such as painkillers and antidepressants. Today, we have Mark in the studio, and Mark's a research scientist. Welcome. And you're going to tell us about something called social prescribing.
Hi, Liz. Thanks for inviting me on the show. Yes. So my area is public health research, and I've been working with the Department of Health on this issue. Mm-hmm. Of course, often patients do need to be prescribed drugs, but the concern is that too many people are getting them almost automatically, when in fact there may be other ways to deal with their health problems.
Right.
My research has shown that patients who take up social activities or hobbies are far less likely to need some types of prescription medicine. And obviously that's something we want to encourage.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what we are calling social prescribing. The idea that doctors will suggest to patients that instead of taking medicine, they take up a specific hobby or leisure activity that will improve their particular health issue.
I see. So what kind of things are we talking about?
Well, different hobbies offer different health benefits. Let's take dancing. Dancing of any kind is good for both your fitness and your mood. But a German study published last year showed that dancing regularly can also slow down brain aging. In this study, volunteers took part in a dance class once a week for 18 months. At the end of the 18 months, the participants showed an increase in the area of the brain that plays an important role in memory and learning.
Wow.
So that's clearly something for people to consider as they get older. Another example, cycling. As we get older, the thymus, this is the organ which makes the so-called T cells that we need to help us resist disease, starts to get smaller, to shrink. But it's now been shown that cycling can actually boost your immune system. Recent research has found that the thymus in older cyclists produces as many T cells as in young people.
Fascinating. So dancing and cycling are both things that a doctor might consider prescribing for patients to increase their long-term health.
Hmm.
Although both of those activities are fairly energetic and not all patients would be able to do them.
Sure. So there's also yoga. It's well known that yoga can improve body flexibility and make you feel calm. But doing yoga regularly can also significantly reduce your blood pressure. It's the stretching and deep breathing that makes a significant difference. Doing yoga for 15 minutes a day can reduce blood pressure by as much as 10%. Then there's golf, already a really popular sport. And there's now evidence that playing golf can actually help to offset the risk of getting diabetes and some types of cancer. In fact, golf can reduce your chances of developing up to 40 chronic diseases. Research shows that golfers live longer and feel better than the general population.
Well, that sounds very positive. But what about people like me who aren't so keen on sporting activities? What could doctors prescribe for them?
Absolutely. Well, in terms of getting outdoors, how do you feel about gardening?
Well, maybe.
Researchers have repeatedly shown that doing things in the garden will lower levels of stress and anxiety. Looking after your plants for just half an hour a week can almost instantly reduce feelings of tension and fatigue and make you less likely to suffer from depression. And another really effective thing is owning a pet. You get great exercise from walking a dog, but also, and rather surprisingly, living with a pet really helps reduce the likelihood of allergies.
Oh.
One study showed that stroking a dog for 18 minutes a day makes a difference to how the body reacts to animals. Children who live with a pet are less prone to developing allergies such as asthma because they are exposed to fur and animal saliva from a young age.
And is there anything for the more creative types?
Yes. One of the most intriguing findings is about knitting. which you might think is a rather old-fashioned hobby, but actually it's now enjoying a bit of a comeback. A study at Harvard Medical School found that knitting lowers the heart rate by an average of 11 beats a minute. And another trial involving women with eating disorders who were taught to knit showed that 74% of them said knitting helped them feel better about themselves. And I should just point out that it's not only about being a bit more active. Most of the hobbies I've mentioned are things you can do with other people, which in itself has a beneficial effect on your health.
Well, Mark, I'm totally convinced. So next time I go to the doctor, I'm hoping I'll get a prescription for a course of dance classes and some knitting needles.
Exactly. Let's hope so.